Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of CC on the Mic. I'm CC, your host, and this is the place where we dive into real life experiences, embrace self-growth, and find inspiration in every story. Are you ready to laugh, cry, and grow together? Then you're in the right place. Whether you're a longtime listener or joining me for the first time, I am thrilled to have you here with me. And hey, if you're someone who loves reading the story as much as hearing it, head over to medium.com/@cc.damayanti and you'll find all the written goodness right there. Now, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Grab your favorite cup of tea, sit back, and let's explore this beautiful journey called life together. This episode is called Celebrate You. I want to start this episode with two questions. Question number one, how many times a day do you find yourself praising other people's achievements and/or appearances? And question number two, how many times a day do you find yourself praising your own achievements and/or appearances? If you're anything like me, and let's face it, many of us are quite the modest bunch, you're basically an Olympic champion at cheering others on. But when it comes to your own achievements, you're often in whisper mode. I mean, let's be honest here, it's easier for us to say, "I'm so proud of you, you totally deserve this," to a friend who has achieved something. But when it comes to our own achievements, we tend to ask questions like, "Do I deserve this?" or "Am I worth it?" A few weeks ago, a friend called me and told me he needed to talk to me about something. His tone of voice was serious to the point where I was preparing myself mentally and emotionally to provide a safe space for him to confide in. He then continued telling me that he had just gotten a raise and that because of the raise, he was able to execute his travel plans sooner than he had planned. Riddled with confusion about what the problem was, I asked him, "So, what's the problem here?" He answered by saying he's not sure if he deserves the raise and if he should be happy or scared about it. I swear, the happy friend in me wanted to scream at him for saying this, but on the other side, I could totally understand why he was feeling this way. In the past, whenever I was in his shoes, I would definitely feel the same. I was a product of old school parenting where celebrating and complimenting oneself is frowned upon. "It's not humble," my dad would say. This belief was ingrained in me for so long that I didn't know how to appreciate myself and all the hard work I put in. So whenever I managed to achieve something, I refused to believe that I deserved it or that I was actually worth it. This, of course, is mainly caused by my lack of self-love. Growing up, probably like most people in the world, I was never taught about self-love. Heck, I wasn't even taught about love in general. All I knew was that when you love somebody, be it romantically or platonically, you do whatever you can to make them happy. And that includes celebrating and complimenting others' achievements because, well, those things can make other people happy. While this somewhat makes sense, I did get lost in translation. I took it way too literally, to the point where I forgot about myself and compromised myself a lot. And I mean, a lot. In the grand theater of life, society often seems to play the role of a fickle critic. On one hand, we're serenaded with sage advice like, you can't truly love others unless you love yourself first. Yet, the moment we dare to flaunt even a hint of self-affection, like being proud of our achievements, we're promptly showered with critique, branding us as narcissistic or self-absorbed. It's basically like a curious dance between urging self-worth and condemning self-assuredness. So growing up, I was always reluctant to celebrate my achievements and tended to brush them off, thinking, anybody can do it, so why do I have to be happy about it? When speaking of self-love, here's an analogy I can easily relate to. You know when you board an airplane and the cabin attendant starts talking through the intercom, telling you where the emergency exits are, and they start doing these funny hand gestures to show where they are and blowing into little tubes on life jackets? There's always that part about the oxygen masks that will automatically drop in front of the passengers when the cabin pressure is lost. There's this important bit that the cabin attendant would always say, and that is to put it on yourself first, make sure it's secured, and then help others or children that are traveling with you. It took me forever and a half to realize that self-love is basically like this. If you don't know how to help yourself first, how in the hell are you going to help others? In the grand scheme of things, if you don't know how to celebrate yourself, how will you be able to celebrate others in your life? I think this is where most acts of jealousy stem from, the inability to see yourself and to celebrate yourself, and always thinking that others are better than you means that you are stuck in a loop of comparison with others. When you're stuck in this loop, basically, you're prone to blame the world for all that you lack. And before you know it, you're strolling around the earth, emanating hate and pettiness towards others. Based on my experience, practicing self-love is actually harder than I thought it would be. I mean, let's be real here, okay? Self-love isn't about indulging yourself with chocolate or maxing out your credit cards. Self-love is about changing your mindset from negative self-talk to positive self-talk, and that required a lot of work, at least in my case, in rewiring neurons in my brain that were ingrained with old habits, patterns, and beliefs. But at the end of the day, self-love is not about turning yourself into the most perfect being. It is about embracing all your imperfections as they are, making peace with yourself that they are a part of you, and if possible, working through them in an attempt to be a better you, all the while still showing compassion and no judgment towards yourself. Owning your flaws, loving yourself, and celebrating your achievements in the process is, in my opinion, the bravest thing that you'll ever do. Practicing self-love in the form of celebrating myself has been a roller coaster ride for me. On good days, I could walk on cloud nine saying, "You're a superstar," as I look at myself in the mirror. And on bad days, I wouldn't be able to see my self-worth, and I would have a hard time receiving compliments from others because I don't feel like I'm worth it. It's definitely a never-ending work in progress. But here's what I realized. The more I celebrate myself, the more I feel appreciated. I mean, yes, compliments from others are nice, but how many of them are true and genuine? And that giddy feeling you feel when people give you compliments, how long will that last? I would say, despite still struggling every now and then, I'm better now at celebrating myself. It's easier for me now to give myself praise for the little achievements I make on a daily basis, no matter how big or small. Heck, I even celebrated myself for getting out of bed early this morning. Now I am able to look at myself in the mirror, and instead of focusing on my flaws, I focus on the things that make me me. And I celebrate those things wholeheartedly. And no, this is not about feeding my own ego. This is about giving myself credit when credit is due. And you should too. Seriously, life is too short for you to focus on the things you hate about yourself. Unless, of course, you're doing something about it, then by all means, focus on that. Despite what many people say, I learned that celebrating myself is far from being selfish. If anything, it can totally improve the way you interact with others. I firmly believe that only when we embrace ourselves with genuine respect, compassion, and affection can we truly extend the same level of kindness and understanding to those around us. While receiving love and appreciation from others is delightful, there's a unique thrill in recognizing and cherishing your worth. So put on your party hat, pop that confetti, and celebrate the one and only superstar, you. Cheers to embracing and celebrating ourselves in all our quirky, fantastic glory. And there you have it, another episode full of insights, laughter, and inspiration. I hope today's episode has ignited something special within you and encouraged you to take those steps towards self-growth and discovery. Remember, your journey is uniquely yours, and it's something to be celebrated. Embrace the challenges, savor the victories, and keep moving forward. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, don't forget to check out the written version on Medium at medium.com/@cc.damayanti. Your support means the world to me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to share CC on the mic with someone who might need a little inspiration today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending this time with me. I'll be back soon with more stories, more growth, and more love. Until then, take care of yourselves and never stop believing in the power of you.